The health insurance companies are asking the New York State Department of Financial Services for an average increase of 11.5%. Bill Hammond, healthcare policy analyst with the budget watchdog group, the Empire Center, has examined the documents submitted by the companies. He says the requests are all over the map.
You have this big range. One company is asking for a 29% increase, and another company is proposing a 4% cut.
Meanwhile, the number of claims submitted by patients this spring declined significantly. Elective surgeries across New York were canceled for a time during the pandemic-related shutdown, and people avoided the doctor's office and hospital emergency rooms. Hammond says some insurance companies may have to issue rebates to premium holders because under the law, the companies must spend 82 to 85 cents of every dollar directly on medical care.
This may be a little counterintuitive, because we're in the middle of a healthcare crisis, right? But the overall impact on the healthcare system has been to reduce people using healthcare and the amount of spending that goes into healthcare.
Eric Linzer is the head of the New York Health Plan Association. It's the lobby group for numerous health care plans that covers a total of 8 million New Yorkers. He says, like everyone else today, there's so much uncertainty that it's hard to plan for the future. He says it's estimated that the COVID-19 pandemic could cost New York's health care industry $2 billion due to caring for those who are the sickest from the disease. There's also additional cleaning and sanitizing required, increased testing of patients, and extra personal protective equipment for even the most routine care. Also, he says insurers are waiving fees for testing and telemedicine visits and giving individual and business policyholders a grace period if they have to make their scheduled payments late. He says at some point, though, people will need to resume making medical appointments and getting needed procedures, and the delay may have made them sicker.
While elective and non-urgent procedures were suspended, what that really did is really delay when care would be delivered and paid for until either later this year or into next year. And it's possible that because folks had to delay care, that their treatment will be more complex and more costly as a result of that delay.
Linzer says there's also a concern about implementing a possible vaccine program in 2021 and the costs associated with that. He says the health insurance plans will provide coverage for any vaccine that meets with CDC approval.
It's going to be really important that drug manufacturers, those that come out with a vaccine, price it appropriately and reasonably, because it's going to, a vaccine is going to be critical to ensuring the health and well-being of individuals, but also ensuring that we can keep the state open and the economy moving.
Another factor insurers must consider is the high unemployment rate. Most people's insurance in New York is tied to their job, and if they lose their employment, their insurance goes with it. In past years, the Department of Financial Services has not granted the increases that insurers have requested, but has okayed premium hikes at slightly lower rates. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.